Chief, again, thanks very much for this interview. Just your thoughts, first of all, on the City Council approving the contract.
Well, as you might expect, my colleagues and I are very pleased at the action taken by the City Council, and looking forward very much to the opportunity to work with the Oakland government and community to deal with the crime issues that you're facing out there.
And specifically, what will be your role? How involved will you be with the particular strategies?
Well, we're part of a larger proposal, and the portion of the proposal that we're going to focus on will be the enhancement of the CompStat process, that we created in New York in the 90s and worked so successfully there and in L.A. when I was chief, which is the command accountability system to deal with crime control. We are also being asked to help develop with the Oakland PD some specific crime strategies focusing on some of the more significant crimes that they're facing there, the gang crime issue, the gun violence. So our focus is pretty specific to those two areas, but we will be doing it in collaboration with the other initiatives that are underway in Oakland, the consent decree, the various policies and procedures that are being developed by some of our other colleagues. So it's a very exciting project. We're very pleased that the City Council and the mayor and the city manager and a large part of the community, I guess, that turned out last night to speak in support of it, have decided to bring us on board.
Chief, you know, there's been so much said and written about your particular strategies, your program to combat crime, both when you were commissioner in New York and police chief in Los Angeles. You know, there's been, I'm sure, a lot of distortion as well. How would you best define what your direction is, what your program is when you go into a city? What are the main bullet points of your strategies, if you will?
Well, first off, it is the very strong belief that has been certainly borne out in every city I've ever worked in. I have never had a year when I've been a chief of police in which crime did not go down in the city I was working in, whether it was Boston, New York City Transit Police, New York, Los Angeles. And in all of those cities after I left, crime continued to go down. So on the issue of crime, I have a strong belief that police have the most significant impact on reducing it, and reduce it by effectively controlling illegal behavior to such an extent that you change the behavior, that you effectively reduce the amount of crime and you reduce the number of people who are committing crime. It's a basic philosophy. There are many influences on crime, the economy, poverty, racism, demographics. But those are influences. What we focus on is behavior, and the behavior particularly of the criminals that are causing so much fear and concern and, unfortunately, death and injury.
Does that include just flooding hot spots? Is that part of it? And stop and frisk, which has been controversial?
And to use a medical comparison, a doctor, when he looks at you, you have a serious illness, you're not only going to focus on the serious illness, but some of the side effects or other things that are going on in your body that might be impacting on the ability to treat your serious illness. So in my medicine kit, if you will, and it's pretty expansive now after 40 years in the business, we use hotspot policing, we use broken windows quality of life policing, we use problem-oriented policing, we use predictive policing. You use intelligence-led policing. You use whatever is appropriate to the illness of the patient you're dealing with. I'm currently in Detroit working with the Detroit PD on their very significant crime problems here. They're a different patient than Oakland, while they may have similar symptoms. So Oakland, I'll be looking forward to working with Chief Jordan and the Oakland PD on getting a sense of the current situation, the current illnesses, if you will. Several of my colleagues who I'm working with wrote a plan for former mayor and now Governor Brown back about 6 years ago, a crime-fighting strategy for the Oakland PD. Some of that, I think, is probably still relevant. And I think some of it Chief Jordan has decided to go forward with recently, which is the geographic realignment of the city into five patrol areas as a way of focusing accountability on a captain in charge of each area as to what's going on in his or her area's responsibility. I think that's an essential part of effective policing, the decentralization and accountability systems.
Accountability. There seems to be a problem in Oakland with that, as you probably already are aware, where former police chief Batts resigned, saying that there were just too many bosses, too many chefs, among other things. Is that a big problem in Oakland that needs to be resolved?
Well, I think Oakland, like Detroit, has the issue of consent decree that it is attempting to implement. Something I certainly have a lot of experience with, having successfully implemented one in Los Angeles, probably the country's largest consent decree. My role and my colleagues, our role will be to work with all the various players so that we're not stepping all over each other. That the idea is that we need to collaborate to share what we're doing so that where we can find force multiplier opportunities, we find those. Where we find points of obstruction, that we work on it together to remove the obstruction. So Oakland certainly has a very complex set of oversight, and there's a new element being added in which there's a new position that's been created at the recruiting for that will have oversight and control over the police department. So that's an additional element that will be coming on board in the next several months. But I don't see any of these as an impediment to what we're being asked to do, which is to focus on the crime and what to do about crime.
You know, stop and frisk, as you know, has been the most controversial issue that's been raised with regard to your contract. There seems to be a great deal of misunderstanding about a stop and frisk that's been pointed out before by others. What do you say to the people who believe that stop and frisk is basically racial profiling?
I don't believe that. Can it be? Certainly. But the challenge for any police chief, any police department, whether it's Oakland or Los Angeles or New York, is that the constitutional tools that you are given to work with, you always have to use them legally, constitutionally. You have to use them compassionately. You're dealing with human beings. And you have to use them consistently, that you don't deal with blacks differently than you do with whites, men differently than you do with women, when it comes to the enforcement of the law. And so stop and frisk and racial profiling and many of the other issues of concern that people have about police use of force, police use of power, can all be effectively addressed by strong leadership that is focused on constitutional policing. Stop and frisk at the moment is an element of great controversy in the country. I think a lot of it has to do with, unfortunately, some places it has been practiced inappropriately, but it is a basic tool of policing. And the challenge is, as with any tool of policing, is always to make sure that they're being used legally.
How about the fact that Oakland police force is like about 200 men and women short? Does that make a difference in your overall strategy?
The size of the police force is always something that has to be taken into consideration. I'm used to dealing with very small police forces in terms of the population. Los Angeles, with its police force, was one of the smallest ratios of police to population. And considering also the huge number of people that come into that city every day who are not residents, Oakland, I believe, has an even smaller proportion of police officers to population. And that's something that has to be taken into account and is actually the rationale for why the city is, in fact, looking for some outside assistance to work with it on development of crime strategies to take that into account. How can they most appropriately meet the many responsibilities that they have with a police force that unfortunately has been reduced because of the financial situation the city finds itself in?
Well, Chief, you know, one last question. I know you're busy. Could you just put into perspective, perhaps, just for me, what the main or most important part of your program it will be specifically?
Well, very specifically, echoing our initial comments and conversation, we are being asked to come in by the leadership level, the political leadership, and with a lot of community support, understanding there is some community opposition also, to develop crime control strategies that will have some impact on the city's, unfortunately, at this time, very high rate of crime, and to help develop the CompStat system that the city already has, but to try and improve it to make it even more effective. So that's the specific mission, and to do that within the framework of the larger efforts that the city leadership, police, and political are trying to do for the overall law enforcement situation there. So again, we're really looking forward to the opportunity of working with Chief Jordan and the city leadership, that, and thank them for that opportunity.
Chief, when do you start?
The process of finalizing contract negotiations, et cetera, I'm not really sure
okay.
what the time that will take. Needless to say, we're ready to come on board once the contracts are finalized, and hopefully that will not be too long a process.
And will that require your being here in Oakland for the duration of your contract, or do you come, you know,
Oh, no, in the terms of we're in and out, the group of us, that I'm in terms of I won't be permanently.
Okay.
I'm not saying this in Detroit. I'm here, you know, from time to time as needed. It's not a taking up permanent residence, if you will.
Okay, great. Well, we look forward to seeing you again, Chief. I met you in Los Angeles years ago when Gascon became police chief here, and I look forward to seeing you again and interviewing you in person.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks very much.